The opportunity to update you on what's happening at All Tribes locally here, and also just to share with you from God's Word. That's always a relief. But it's special to be back here at this place that I was thinking this morning as I was preparing it, that it really has had such an impact and a formative impact on my life as a young man growing up in this church. Quite a few years ago now, actually, and to still see so many aunts and uncles in the faith, and I praise the Lord for that. And I don't know if you guys still call each other aunts and uncles here at the chapel or not, but some of you will forever be that to me, I don't think you can change that. So thank you for how the Lord has used this church in my life, and just grateful to him and to each of you for your faithfulness for his kingdom and for his gospel. So you've already seen a little bit of a video update, a review, a 2013 year in review from All Tribes, and it was quite a year at All Tribes last year. It was our 50th anniversary year, and it was a big year. We had the celebration as well. We had these pretty significant building projects underway, and we were able to construct the new gymnasium building and four new cabins. And just before we open up God's Word and get into that, I wanted to just give you a quick, very quick update on what's happening at camp. You can see here on the screen a picture of the gym that was taken last Sunday morning, and we're really thrilled to been able this spring to get all of the log siding installed onto the gym, and we're in process getting the log siding put onto the cabins, which will really complete them. One thing we're still trusting the Lord for provision for is for the purchase of the stone to go around the base of the gym, and that will really complete the look of that building. As well, we're just trusting the Lord for his provision to purchase tables and chairs that we can have available at camp for events, because we were getting requests to rent the facility. It's a fantastic facility and certainly available to the church to use whenever you would desire. But we realized one of the things we're going to need is to have tables and chairs, when we had our 50th anniversary, we had about 250 or 300 people seated for dinner in the gym, and we borrowed tables and chairs from all over the countryside, from the Free Methodist Church. I know we borrowed some from this church, I think some from Keewaydin, and I don't know if any came all the way from the North Shore or not, but obviously that's a little bit of a big request to put on somebody if they just want to hold their wedding reception at the camp or something. Well, you can get chairs all these places, you know? So that's something we're working on. And the other thing we wanted to mention, because it is a need, is if you would be interested, if you would feel the Lord leading you in some way to sponsor kids to be able to come to camp. We have a fund that we maintain at the camp that is for that purpose, and it's funds that we can make available to families when they call and they say, sometimes Christian families, sometimes families who probably don't ever attend church, they've just gotten the brochure, and if you haven't gotten a brochure in the mail, or you don't already have one for your fridge, get it. It has the schedule for the summer weeks of camp and the events going on at the back there, and as well there's a registration form if you don't like to register online. It's available there for you. But some get this brochure and they say, you know, I would love for my kid to be able to go to camp. They've never gone to camp. And so that's an opportunity that is available. We have some funds in there, but we would like to see that built up a little bit. Last year, there was a number of kids who needed it. And so if you have an interest in just donating financially to that, that'd be great. And or if you have a kid that you'd like to see go to camp in your neighborhood, grab a brochure and tell their parents, listen, we'll sponsor your kid to camp, and we'll be faithful as they're there to bring the gospel and share the gospel with them, and trust the Lord to use that. As Heather mentioned, we do are very grateful for this church and for the fact that you are wonderful bakers, even though some are nuts. we do have the nut-free policy, but we'll make exceptions, you know, for that. If you are willing to help bake cookies, there is a sign-up sheet at the back. Marnie will be there after the service and for prayer. We covet your prayers and your prayer support, and that's a focus for camp this year, is to be covering each week of camp in preparation and during the week in prayer. And so if you'd be willing to serve in some way, whether that be 15 minutes a day or pray for 1 hour of camp during the 1 week, you know, we would love to have you help in that way. And the last thing we wanted to just mention as far as the All Tribes update is that we're really thrilled to have Mr. Sam Whitley working with us at All Tribes again this year. He was a real blessing to us last year at All Tribes, and we're really thrilled to have him back as one of our summer staff. And so, Sam, it's good to have you. And I wanted to ask each of you as members of his church to be praying faithfully for Sam and for his ministry and his work at camp this summer. So we'll just leave that as a particular point of prayer for this body of believers as Sam comes and works with us this summer. Well, we want to ask you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 37 to 39. And if you have your Bible, I want you to open it up and study it here with me. I'd like to read the verses. I'm reading from the ESV this morning. But I'd like to read the verses, and then we'll commit our time and message to the Lord in prayer. If you'll bow, well, let's read it first, actually. Okay, so on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.